I'm in Coach Vince Lombardi's office in the Packers Hall of Fame, which is the perfect place for this week's Video Ask Vic. Our question comes from Garrett from Lima, Ohio. Garrett asks, do you think Lombardi would have been able to effectively deal with the salary cap if he were still around? Garrett, Vince Lombardi was a man of great discipline, and that's the number one ingredient in maintaining a healthy salary cap. I think the better question is, would he have won 5 titles in 7 seasons in the 60s if there had been a salary cap then? In my opinion, the answer is no, because the salary cap doesn't allow teams to keep all of the great players Coach Lombardi collected. Had the salary cap been in effect in the 1960s, it would have been Horning or Taylor, not both. Nitschke or Robinson, not both. Adderley or Wood, not both. Greg or Kramer, not both, etc. That's just the way it is in the salary cap era. You have to be willing to let players leave in free agency. Imagine how the history of the NFL and the Packers would be different today had there been a salary cap in the 1960s. How long would Lombardi have been able to hold that team together? Would he have left for Washington? Might the Lombardi Trophy bear another man's name? I'm a supporter of the salary cap system. I think it's very good for today's game, but I'm sure glad it wasn't around when Coach Lombardi was. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.